Imagine waking up each morning with a clear sense of purpose, not because you've achieved extraordinary success, but because you've found profound meaning in ordinary moments. This is the essence of Ikigai, the Japanese concept that has captivated millions worldwide, including figures like Steve Jobs and Michelle Obama. Unlike Western notions of success that often demand grand achievements, Ikigai resides equally in life's small pleasures, savoring morning coffee, receiving recognition for your work, or simply feeling connected to your community. It's fundamentally democratic, available to everyone, regardless of status or wealth, and might just be the secret to both happiness and longevity. At Ikigai's core are five interconnected pillars: starting small, releasing yourself, harmony and sustainability, the joy of small things, and being in the here and now. Consider 92-year-old Jiro Ono, the world's oldest 3-Michelin-star chef who served President Obama in 2014. His Ikigai exists equally in prestigious recognition and in feeling the morning chill before heading to the fish market. When asked about retirement, Ono expressed his wish to die while making sushi, a profound testament to finding meaning in what others might view as routine work. This connection between Ikigai and longevity isn't coincidental. Okinawa, Japan, has the world's highest life expectancy, with centenarians finding purpose in simple activities. Practicing karate at 102, fishing 3 times weekly at 100, or holding a great-great-great-granddaughter. A Tohoku University study involving nearly 55,000 participants confirmed significant correlations between having Ikigai and lower mortality rates, likely because those with purpose maintain better health habits and find reasons to remain active and engaged with life. What explains Japan's reputation for extraordinary quality? The answer lies in kodowari, a concept beyond mere commitment or insistence, which represents taking extraordinary care of small details without requiring rational justification. Japanese fruit producers exemplify this through their pursuit of perfect fruit. Premium shops sell $200-plus muskmelons grown using the one-stalk, one-fruit method, where excess fruits are removed to concentrate nutrients. These fruits embody biological art through farmers' kodowari, the pursuit of excellence beyond market expectations. While most businesses stop at good enough when returns diminish, those with kodowari continue refining their craft beyond apparent rationality. This sensory awareness has deep historical roots. Sei Shonagon's 1,000-year-old pillow book demonstrates early mindfulness through attention to life's minutiae. A child's face painted on a melon, a young sparrow hopping toward an imitated mouse squeal. This reverence for sensory beauty appears in the Japanese passion for objects like tenmoku tea bowls, worth millions despite being functionally ordinary. It's reflected in Japan's rich onomatopoeic language, with over 4,500 sound symbolic expressions like kira kira, sparkling, and fua fua, fluffy, fostering both traditional craftsmanship and precision manufacturing. Self-negation becomes positive within Ikigai's context, enabling flow, a state where people are so absorbed in activity that nothing else matters. In flow, work becomes pleasurable for its own sake, embodying the releasing oneself pillar through a joyous, symbiotic relationship with one's work. Japanese whiskey production exemplifies this dedication. Despite lacking traditional ingredients, Japanese distillers have created world-class spirits through patience and commitment. Suntory's chief blender maintains strict personal discipline, eating identical lunches daily to preserve his palate while crafting blends he may never taste in his lifetime. His approach demonstrates how seemingly incompatible elements can create harmony when properly combined. The imperial household's gagaku tradition offers another powerful example. Musicians from families who've preserved this ancient court music since the 8th century often perform elaborate ceremonies without an audience. They play deep into the night at the imperial palace, sensing the presence of ancestral spirits. This practice shows how external validation becomes irrelevant when one achieves complete immersion in the present moment. The Japanese conception of ikigai emphasizes restraint and harmony, reflected in their modest expression of wealth and aesthetic beauty, wabi-sabi, seen in untreated wood sushi counters, hinoki baths, and nature-inspired design. The Ise Shrine demonstrates remarkable sustainability through its 1,200-year tradition of rebuilding every 20 years. The shrine maintains nationwide reserves of hinoki trees, some requiring over 200 years to mature. Using special nail-free carpentry techniques, these skills pass between generations. The Meiji Shrine exemplifies similar foresight. Built on barren land in 1920, three botanists designed a 170-acre forest ecosystem through careful species selection. With 120,000 trees from 365 species donated across Japan, this planned forest now appears ancient, hosting diverse wildlife, including doshawks. Japanese philosophy recognizes that sustainability stems from valuing all contributions, from shrine rebuilding to forest maintenance to train operations, rather than celebrating only exceptional achievements. Sumo wrestling reveals unexpected insights about purpose. Despite opportunities for lucrative post-sumo careers, many wrestlers continue despite minimal wages and demanding duties. Veterans like 46-year-old Hanakaze, 31 years in sport, and 18-year-old Hattori Zakura, 1-68 record, persist despite never reaching elite status. The sport's rich traditions, ceremonies, and tight-knit community keep them engaged. This democratic nature of ikigai extends to other demanding fields like classical ballet, where core dancers find deep satisfaction despite lower recognition than principals. Their synchronized movements create ballet's magical effects. Finding ikigai means adapting, accepting your situation while discovering ways to excel within its constraints. Even in restrictive environments like North Korea's mass games, where thousands perform synchronized gymnastics, participants find personal purpose within collective performances. This shows humans' ability to discover ikigai anywhere. The essence lies in transcending success and failure to find meaning in daily acts, growth, and contributing to something larger. Modern Japanese culture balances public conformity with private individuality, a practice that can limit innovation yet allows for rich inner lives. While most Japanese pursue their ikigai privately, there's wisdom in finding individual fulfillment without needing public recognition. Finding ikigai means embracing your uniqueness while maintaining social harmony. Self-acceptance is crucial. Each person must discover their path through individual expression, ideally with humor and self-awareness that enables objective reflection. Like a yacht's universal motor, steady and reliable rather than powerful, ikigai helps navigate life's challenges, providing stability from which to begin again. Its strength comes not from grand purpose, but from life's small resonances. In contrast to a world fixated on achievement and acquisition, ikigai shows how meaning exists in daily moments. The morning coffee steam, incremental improvements in our work, connections with others. A meaningful life emerges not through dramatic change, but through recognizing the purpose already present in our everyday experience.